Princeton Lyman has a long and varied career in helping shape the U.S. government's foreign policy. Lyman has served as Assistant Secretary of State for International Organization Affairs and as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. He's also been Director of the State Department's Bureau for Refugee Programs, and Lyman is a former U.S. Ambassador to South Africa and Nigeria. Common Ground's Cliff Brockman recently talked to Princeton Lyman as part of our occasional series on global citizens. Lyman says his foreign-born parents fostered an early interest in foreign affairs.
I did grow up in San Francisco, California. My parents were immigrants from Lithuania, ran a small grocery store in San Francisco in which I spent much of my youth. They were very much concerned with world affairs. My father read all four newspapers that we then had in San Francisco every day, and the house was full of discussion of political affairs. And San Francisco being a somewhat cosmopolitan city, I was always interested in global issues. And, of course, our parents pushed us very hard to education and higher education.
What about books? You mentioned the newspapers. Were there a lot of books in your home?
There were a lot of books in the home. My father had quite a literature connection, so I was reading Tolstoy stories and things like that around the house.
Are there any recent books that you would recommend to our listeners?
I just finished this very interesting book, Franklin and Winston, The Correspondence and Relationship Between Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Winston Churchill, a great insight into how these two interacted and how, of course, all the whole post-war world was shaped.
Now, you've had a varied career. You were trained as a political scientist, and then you worked in government, foreign service. What places have you lived during your career?
Well, I've lived in three overseas places. My first assignment was in South Korea in the 1960s. I was then with the U.S. Agency for International Development, the AID program. And then later I switched to African Affairs and have been more or less associated with African Affairs since, and served in Ethiopia, lived in Nigeria, and finally in South Africa.
How would you define global citizenship?
You know, I think the term citizenship one has to deal with very carefully because one has a juridical sense of citizenship. I'm a citizen of the United States, and that gives me certain rights and privileges in the United States, and that's very important and important to me, and I'm proud to be an American citizen. But I also think that to be a global citizen in a broader sense is to recognize that we are part of the world. The world affects us. We affect the world. Once you do that, you're opened up to an enormous set of interesting, stimulating ideas and experiences, as well as a better sense of what it is to be an American, because you have a sense of how America interacts with the world and how the world sees America.
And would you consider yourself a global citizen?
In that sense, very much so.
Let's turn to foreign policy, if we could, for just a moment. On foreign policy, how would you characterize the United States' current foreign policy?
I think the United States has gone into a period where we are testing out an ideology that has lingered within particularly the Republican Party for a number of years but has not been implemented. It was a part of the first Bush administration, but never the dominant part. And it's been dominant in this administration up to now. And that is a philosophy that says, basically, if you're the only superpower, you ought to be able to tell the world what to do. And if you need to demonstrate that with military power says a lot. And I think that attitude affected the way in which we responded to 9/11, a quick campaign in Afghanistan that looked almost too easy, and then a use of force in Iraq, and only now a recognition of the limits of that ideology, that yes, we have overwhelming military power, but it isn't enough. It isn't enough to get at all the things that are really important to us, even security. We need allies. We need partners. Take the war on terrorism. You can't really get at the terrorist threat without extensive cooperation in intelligence activities and law enforcement activities around the world. And without that kind of cooperation, all the military might in the world won't get at it.
Finally, it seems that the world is becoming more and more connected. What advice might you have for people in terms of seeing the connection between their lives and the broader world?
I think it's very important that people understand that. I think we're seeing it more in the American community from trade issues and the great debate about jobs and the future of jobs. And you know, we always thought of ourselves as so competitive that trade was just good for us and good for others, but never would hurt us. Now we're finding it's a very competitive world, and it raises some tough issues. And at the same time, one of the reasons that we have had low inflation for the last decade is because of open trade and the competition in goods from abroad. So we're already connected very much economically. And I think most Americans, when they think about it, recognize that we're very connected environmentally, that those are issues across borders, et cetera. And terrorism has brought home to the fact that we are connected in security ways. I think that for many Americans, these connections are not well defined, particularly by the news outlets and news media. They report catastrophically about the world, but the connections and the contexts are often missing, and I think that makes a challenge for the American public. But I think that everybody has to think about our connection with the world and what role they personally want to play in that regard, whether as a citizen, as a voter, or as an active participant in a variety of programs.
Princeton Lyman is currently a senior fellow and director of Africa Policy Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C. For Common Ground, I'm Cliff Brockman.